Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Yet another winter storm is churning its way toward Arkansas, and this one carries a threat of freezing rain and snow in the northwest and severe thunderstorms in other parts of the state. The National Weather Service posted a winter storm warning today for northwest Arkansas, and an advisory is in effect from Mena to Mountain Home. Cold air will reach northwest Arkansas tonight, where a quarter inch of ice is possible, followed by about 3 inches of snow by Tuesday morning. Weather forecasters say temperatures are forecast to plunge as the cold front moves through, with below-average temperatures forecast through Thursday night. So here's how it looks for this area. Mountain View will be harder hit with the freezing precipitation than Batesville and Newport, who we believe will be right on the edge of the system. It's a fast-moving front, which helps some. By early in the morning, Tuesday morning, north-central Arkansas will experience freezing precipitation in the form of rain and sleet. That'll last for 2 or 3 hours, then change over to snow. Mountain View should get 1 to 2 inches of snow, 2 inches in all probability in the higher elevations, and probably 1/10 of an inch of ice or freezing rainfall before that. Now, if Batesville or Newport gets freezing rain or snow, it'll be minimal and only on grassy areas. Perhaps some freezing precipitation could affect bridges and some roads in the higher elevations. Former Senator Blanche Lincoln has joined Entergy Corporation's board of directors more than 2 months after losing her re-election bid in Arkansas. The company announced today that Lincoln was elected to its board. Entergy Chairman and Chief Executive Officer J. Wayne Leonard praised the election of Lincoln and said her advice and counsel will be invaluable to the board. Entergy has 2.7 million customers in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Texas. It has annual revenues of more than $10 billion and more than 15,000 employees. A Batesville man has been appointed by Governor Mike Beebe to an Arkansas commission. Mark Lamberth just recently accepted an appointment to the Arkansas Racing Commission. Lambert is president of Atlas Asphalt in Batesville. You also have heard Mark for many years as the voice of the Pioneers football program on Classic Rock 93 KZLE and also on local cable television coverage of the Pioneers when they replay their games with head Pioneer football coach Dave King and defensive coordinator Stu Smith. The Independence County Shooting Range, which is currently being built north of Batesville, is the recipient of a $50,000 donation from a charitable foundation. The chairman of the Independence County Shooting Sports Commission, Paul Rocky Wilma, said the donation came from the Carol and Whit Stevens Charitable Foundation and is unrestricted as to its use by the commission. Wilma said the money will probably be earmarked to construct a clubhouse at the shooting range. Whit Stevens is a past chairman of the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission and a major Independence County landowner. He is also part of the Stevens Group in Little Rock. The foundation said the donation is for the people of Independence County and the children of Arkansas. A Dardanelle, Arkansas couple has been arrested on charges involving felony forgery and vehicle break-ins. Several recent vehicle break-ins appear to have been solved with the arrests. Independence County Detective Jeff Sims says solving the forgeries led to solving several vehicle break-ins. Sims said when Delbert Bricky and his wife were informed by their Batesville bank that checks were apparently being forged on their account, the Brickies began checking and found their residence had been burglarized and checks, jewelry, and medications had been stolen. Detectives soon pinpointed a man and woman being involved along with a red Grand Am automobile that was found at Bricky's next-door neighbor's residence. Last Friday, Independence County investigators entered that residence after no one would answer the door and found 25-year-old Nicholas Dwayne Mills hiding in a closet and 20-year-old Ronnie M. Partain hiding under bed covers. Search warrants for the residence and automobile turned up a crumpled check of the Brickies and over 50 other items that apparently had been stolen from car break-ins in Independence County, including several at Lyon College. Sims said other stolen items can apparently be tied to thefts in the Russellville, Dardanelle area. Sims said Mills and Partain had several outstanding warrants for their arrest involving illegal drugs, escape, and failure to appear on drug charges. Sims said during an interview, Mills confessed to the Bricky burglary, forgery, and other crimes in Independence County and Russellville. He said detectives also have a confession from Partain. Partain and Mills are currently in the Independence County Detention Center awaiting formal charges. And that brings you right up to date. Gary B.